Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Radionic Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. You know, enough with the fear porn already. Enough with the gloom and doom. For those of us that really understand radionics and our own power, we realize there's no reason for either gloom or doom. Now, last week I received a copy of an email from a radionics practitioner outlining all the issues he is finding with the COVID vaccines and the people that are getting vaccinated. Now, this is the same fellow that claimed Gabrielle Sutton's new device was spewing viruses like a 4th of July fountain at the Rapid City Expo, and also the same one that was claiming the Ho'oponopono as some evil spell. So, ordinarily, I tend to ignore this type of drivel, but enough is enough. We live in an energy information world. Our thoughts are real. When we add enough energy, we manifest what we think about. Spreading fear porn just adds energy to already destructive thought forms. But having said that, let me address the base issue as to whether these concerns are even valid. We have known there are toxins in vaccines for years. We have known there are toxins in the air and that the electromagnetic smog is detrimental to our health. We know that GMO foods are toxic and that the nutrient content of our food continues to decline. None of that has changed. Rumors abound about the richest 1% of humanity that wants to see a decline and cap in overall population. We've seen the degradation of our environment, the issues with decreasing fertility, as well as the general decline in overall health. And those are the very reasons many of us got into energy work and radionics. We understand that there are very real issues that require very real answers. And that's why we analyze and balance and work and research. We know our bodies are currently pulling a certain amount of our daily energy and nutrition directly from the ether. And since we know that, we also know that if it's pulling in some now, we can work to optimize that capability. And given what we understand about the body, we also know that if it's pulling in nutrients, they would be exactly the ones the body needs most in exactly the form it needs. Your everyday actions suppress or express different portions of your DNA. Your thoughts affect your DNA, as does your environment and your diet. Meditators have proven they can consciously alter their DNA expression. So why would any injection be a major concern? Certainly, the RNA vaccine may have any number of unknown effects, but if you are aware of the possibility and understand how you control many of the things in your body, it's not a big thing, just another thing. You have the right to be concerned and to take action, but there's no reason to fear anything, and that's why we do this work. Our work is empowering and uplifting. We also know that the biology in the soil and in the digestive tracts of animals routinely transmutes minerals. Chickens and earthworms change silica to calcium all the time. So if the bugs in our guts of chickens can do that, isn't it reasonable to assume the biology in our own systems have similar and even more advanced capabilities? Then there are the threats and the fears about cancers. Yes, there may be all sorts of cancer triggers in vaccines. So what? That's not changed. We know that every cancer we have ever found has an associated negative emotion. Louise Hay would tell us that all cancers have an emotion of self-hate. Since that has always been the case, why would any of the new cancers be different? Don't we already have the tools to deal with that sort of thing? In fact, I'll go a step further and suggest that the fear and anger associated with the current pandemic is a contributing factor to the elements these same people fear the most. Then there is the but what if crowd. What if they already had the vaccine? What if the changes in the DNA have already happened? What if, what if, what if? Evidently, fear and anger keep people from thinking straight. We already work outside of time. We routinely work at the inception point of issues and balance things before they become an issue. duh. This is the most exciting time in history to not only be alive, but to have access to these radionic and energy tools. There's no reason to be afraid of anything. Concerned, certainly, but afraid? No. Any assault on our systems is a combination of energy and information, and we have the tools to figure out what those assaults are and to counter them. And that includes whatever is in any of the vaccines. That includes whatever is in any of the chemtrails. And it includes anything that's coming through the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, will it be easy? Probably not. Will we be successful each and every time? Not likely, but we will prevail. Dowser muscle test to see what the average level of consciousness is for humanity today. Check to see what it was 10 years ago, then just a year ago. Since it's a logarithmic scale, a change of even a few points is a massive change. The change from just over 200 to over 235 means our entire world has changed right in front of our eyes. As our level of consciousness increased, the institutions we relied upon must either change with us or we leave them behind. Look at the civil and religious groups in your community. See how many of them are afraid of the changes and are actively working to attract people that are afraid and angry. They have to, or they have to change. Because people with levels of consciousness higher than the level of the consciousness of the institution simply leave. Why would anybody want to associate with fearful and angry people unless they were fearful and angry themselves? That's why it's so difficult to attract good people into politics. The level of consciousness of government is less than the base level of honesty. People with higher levels of consciousness are simply not interested in swimming in that cesspool. Doesn't that really explain much of what we're seeing in our political and religious institutions? Doesn't that explain the nearly daily onslaught of fear and artificial outrage? We are moving to a higher level of consciousness. Well, most of us are. All we have to do is let go of the fear and embrace the change. Now, change is neither easy nor comfortable, and I personally prefer that things remain basically the same. But I also want the benefit of the changes, and I can't have it both ways. The benefit associated with the changes far outweigh whatever I may lose by letting go. Therefore, I let go. Sales schools teach new salespeople that customers will nearly always decide based on the fear of loss rather than the benefit of gain. That is a major building block of society and what makes most of our institutions function. Without fear, most Western religion falls apart. No fear, no need for insurance or banking. No fear, no need for armies or bombs or soldiers. And of course, you can build a logical but fear-based argument about why all those things are necessary, and perhaps once they were. And perhaps many of them may still be, but that's not where our society is going. Progress means there will be less fear. And we're not seeing the end of the world, just the end of the patriarchy. We're seeing the end of a very dark time for humanity, and the only logical choice is to choose love over fear and to choose progress over the status quo. Last year, hundreds of thousands of people had the chance to look at their jobs and careers and see that was not how they wanted to live. The institutions that depended on unhappy people doing miserable, dead-end jobs are at their wits' end. Those employees are not coming back. Those businesses will have to change. Our government is trying to save the status quo. Our churches are seeing massive declines in membership and money, and more people are rejecting the messages of fear and hate. Some of those churches are proclaiming the end of civilization, and they're even burning books again. And it isn't the end of civilization, but the beginning. We are moving away from the survival of the fittest to the survival of the most cooperative. We're moving away from hate and anger and misogyny. And the choice is yours. Choose fear and anger and the anger and fear will choose you, or choose to move forward, use our knowledge, our tools, and our intuition to grow past the fear. And this pandemic is our opportunity to choose. When we fight something, we not only become more like the opponent, but we often strengthen them as well. Fighting the government's misinformation is not the answer. Fighting fear with fear only produces more fear and ensures the status quo will stay a while longer. Instead, treat every challenge like an opportunity to learn and grow. Master the skills you need to overcome this pandemic, and you'll be better prepared for the next one. And here's the thing about the fear and the status quo. When this round of fear and anger and intimidation starts to fail, there will be another one, and then one after that. And if you get caught up in that cycle, you will not be able to move forward. As for me and mine, I want to move forward. I want to see what the future possibilities are. I want to see what our current institutions can do when they've grown. I've already seen what they can do now. There are no reasons for the misery people voluntarily inflict upon others or themselves. We can step beyond that, and we are on that threshold, but only if we're willing to let go of the fear and the anger.